Hello. Oh, is it working? Hi. Where's chat? Wait, where am I? What's going on? What's happening? Everyone use the waiting room for the space. Hi. Is the mic working? Hi. Is everything fine? Hi. I'm gonna put you guys down on my desk. Hi. Surprise. It's not taco time. It's space time. It's working. Hi. Can you hear the echo in the room? Look! I can even walk in. I'm fine. I tripped on my chair. Guess where I am? Guess where I am? Oh, it's great. It's great. It's great. Working. That's right. This is the first official internet connection from the office. It has a nice floor. I don't know if you can hear it. It's empty, that's why it's echoing a lot. Yeah, I'm at the new office. I temporarily set out stuff to use because, long story short, I was gonna stay at the old house and participate, you know, in the upcoming events. However, it appears the Wi-Fi is broken on my PC. and so it seems I could not stream from there because if it was the internet that was the problem, I could stream because I don't know, I can tether off my phone or something. But it was literally the hardware in the PC that is broken. It was working in the morning, so I was like, oh, it'll be fine. But it wasn't in the afternoon, evening. So almost in the middle of the night, I packed up the very necessity stuff that I need to stream. And I headed over to the office because I installed the internet yesterday, which was why I took a break. Your phone internet is strong enough to stream? No, but it's strong enough for me to download, I don't know, probably necessary drivers and stuff. But I tried reinstalling the Wi-Fi drivers, tried almost everything I could, but seems like it's a hardware problem. So but if I use wired connection, it was fine. Therefore, yeah, I had to bring everything over. I was like, Mamanis, I gotta pack up all my stuff and go. So yeah, I haven't slept. I have blanket on the floor for bed, but I haven't slept. I've been testing everything, so everything is working fine. But I feel like the upcoming week, it definitely should just take the week off so I can just move everything over, you know, because I've been moving stuff after streams and before streams, and I'm tired. I can't fully stream when I'm so tired from carrying books and furniture and everything. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna not stress about streaming for a week and gonna get everything over. I still need to put together the bed. I don't have a bed. I'm going to have a bed, but I don't have it right now. I'm going to have a bed, finally. I have a couch. that I can sleep on, but it's not close enough for me to just roll over and sleep. So, but yeah, that's the plan. Everything's coming along nicely. I have no food right now. I'll probably have to go out and get some food. But yeah, how have you guys been? Have you guys been watching the Crunchyroll Expo streams? Yes, no? The panels? Well, I'll be using the bed half the time, probably, most likely, maybe. Yeah, I have no food. I can probably get it delivered, but I ate a burrito yesterday, today, yesterday. I can't even tell what time of the day it is anymore. Oh, you've been watching. That's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah. If you guys are interested, Kyoro and I have a panel today. It's not like I want you guys to come watch it, or if you're at the event, you can, I don't know, maybe come watch it. Who knows? Burrito. No, I didn't eat my plushie. I ate an actual burrito. Beef burrito. I don't have burrito with me. Burrito's back in the old house. It's in the old house. It's alive. It's actually been in my pillow for the last, I don't know, couple months. 'Cause I have an actual pillow, but I don't end up using it. I end up using burrito. Burrito has a nice like little space between the ears that's like perfect for my ears. No, I'm bringing burrito over. I need more storage space at the new place. I need to figure something out. So I turned one of my closets into quote unquote library. All the books that I've been bringing, I put it in the closet with the bookshelves, and it's like how full is it? Let me see. I mean, it's like 70% full. I haven't brought everything over yet, but it's almost full. Some of them are double stacked. It was kind of funny because we got the bookshelves from IKEA, and Papanis and Mamanis were helping build it. Except I had to be back to stream by a certain time, and it was kind of cutting it close. And I was like, I think I gotta go. Like, if you guys want to stay, I can just like, Uber back or something. And they're like, no, give us 30-minute tops, and they still had two bookshelves. They had two bookshelves to build, and they're like, 30-minute tops, we got this. They literally just speed ran building IKEA bookshelves in 30 minutes. I was like, you guys are better than the people you hire from IKEA to build this stuff. They're so speed. They're actually so fast. I couldn't have done this without them, honestly, because even when I was passed out on the floor or bed sleeping and or working streaming, Mamanis kept going back and forth bringing like the dishes and the smaller stuff over. And without them, I probably would not even be halfway close to being ready right now. So last night when I carried everything over, I had to carry like my basic stuff, like my tablet, keyboard, mixer, microphone, monitor, PC, mouse. Except my desk is really heavy. The usual desk that I use is really heavy, so I couldn't bring it over in time. I had to fit like a small, like really thin mattress that I could sleep onto with blankets. I dropped my cap. Oh no. Okay. Yeah, anyways, so I brought these like those like foldable chair or not foldable chairs, foldable tables. It's like the same table I used to do the cooking streams in my room in the old house. And yeah, it's very wobbly. It's very wobbly, so I can't do much on it. I can't even doodle properly because the desk is very shaky. My tablet has this very firm base, right? And literally, the entire thing was heavier than the desk itself. And Bonnie and I had to carry that, like, to the truck and then to the office. It was like so heavy. I was like, man, this is the weight, the responsibility, the weight of an artist. And she just stared at me funny. She was like, yeah, sure, Ina, sure. Yeah, but I actually got a arm for the tablet, so I can move the tablet away from its normal location. Because I told you guys before how I had my tablet like 90 degrees away from my monitors, right? And I literally had to like twist my entire spine to watch something while drawing. But if I have the monitor arm for the tablet, that I can like swerve it around so I can watch stuff while drawing. Although I guess unless I have like another set of eyes, you can't really see watch stuff while drawing. But you know, you get the point. So that will be arriving sometime. Hopefully, I have my real desk set up by then. There is more room than I thought in the office, even with the desk and everything set up. So, I won't smack my hand on the desk playing Nintendo Switch Sports. Exactly. Using a mirror to reflect it, that's too much work. And doesn't that like reverse the stuff on the screen? So technically I would have to reverse the monitor so that I can watch the mirror normally, you know? But then if I have to look at the monitor's flipped. That's too much work. That reminds me, I remember my other, because I used like two monitors and then like my tablet, but I left the other monitor at the old place because it's attached to the desk, so I didn't feel like bringing it over. The one I have right now has its own base, but takes up a lot of space, so I might just get another one of those monitor arms for the desk. Yeah. I just left for some minutes and this chat is really active. What's happening? A Twitter space is happening, except you can't hear me, so hi. Hello. Yeah. But it's been a fun experience. Yeah. Oh yeah, so we bought this like really tall big lamp for the living room, like to put behind where the couch is, and had this like long, like you know, like the lamps you have to attach it, a long pole and stuff. Except this one, you had to like it was kind of like nunchucks. It had the cords, and then you just have to screw in like the different bars to create the one long bar, right? And after we put the bar together, my money was like, oh, let me check something on the base to see if I can just pull down the cord to make everything, you know, nice and tight. And she lifted up the base, except she leaned it towards me. So she smacked my face with the metal pole, and I was like, can't. It hurt a lot. It did. And I was like, Emma. I was afraid I was gonna bruise, but I think it's fine. Yeah. Well, yeah, you can talk in the YouTube chat, or you can tweet with hashtag TacoWolfSpace. And I will also be looking at that. Yeah, isn't that exciting? Wait, I can't even click the hashtag. I have to type it in myself. Twitter, please. You know how lazy I am. TacoWolfSpace. No, Taco go bed. I should probably sleep a little bit. But I feel like I need to I need to talk to Kiara after her stream is done. When I was sending in the picture for the bag review, I knew that it was gonna be so obvious. I knew it was gonna be so obvious, you know. That's part of the charm of my bag. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, she did finish her stream 6 minutes ago. Maybe she's around. I need to ask her for stuff. Stuff. I forgot what else I wanted to talk about. Well, it wasn't gonna be a long space anyways, because I still have to prepare some stuff. But you know, I just wanted to talk to you guys from the new office, because I actually haven't been to the place like overnight yet. It was my first overnight experience at the office. It's very empty. I have no plushies to talk to. Kind of sad. Can't change that. I can bring Burrito over tonight. I'll probably do that. Yeah, bring some stuff over. What else do I have to bring over? I need to bring some change of clothes. I was panicking when the Wi-Fi didn't work, so I literally just packed everything and left to set up here, right? So I'm just in my pajamas. I can't even go to the store. I can't go outside. I can't go greet my neighbors. I can't do anything. Bring Yu-Yu. What good is Yu-Yu to me right now, minus being extra chair? Yu-Yu is gonna come with the rest of the stuff when I bring my blankets and stuff over. Time to call Mamanis. Mamanis needs to rest a little bit, cause She drove me over and stuff, so it's fine. Tacos are very versatile. Honestly, I feel like I'm so tempted to leave Yu-Yu like facing out the window, right? One of those like things where people feel like someone's staring at them, so they look around and they see someone's house, and then like there's like a plushie or something looking at them. I'm so tempted to do that, but I feel like that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. I mean, if you guys want to do it, I'm sure it'll be great, but yeah. after I build my bed, I probably will put Yu-Yu on top of it. I most like Yu-Yu will probably be in my bed more than I am, so I gotta say the couch I got is very comfortable, so I may or may not be sleeping mostly on the couch. I mean, it's like close to the kitchen too, it's convenient, you know, if I wanted food or snack or drink. So yeah, Yu-Yu's fine. Oh, maybe I can bring the small taco plushie over. Maybe. I do have the ame cushion. I didn't bring anything else, but I have ame's cushion. I can unpack that. Definitely. I can't believe I brought all my like anime goods over before my necessities. I have priorities. And those are anime goods. Minnie. I'm pretty sure Mamanis loves them, but I'm pretty sure she will give away Minnie Yuyu. She hasn't even looked at Yuyu and Minnie Yuyu in a while because I just have them in the corner of the guest room that I usually sleep in. But bring them over here. They'll keep me company. Yeah. What else? What else? I should get some sleep, but I'm afraid like I won't be able to get up if I sleep. So yeah, just ask Kiara. Maybe she's still around. Wait, I feel like it told us something, but I feel like I saw it like while I was half asleep and then I fell asleep. どっちどっちどっち? Think I prepared pretty much everything. Yeah, I feel like our panel's gonna be pretty fun, so I hope you guys can tune in. Typing is similar. Sorry, you guys are like right below my keyboard. There's very little real estate left on my desk, temporary foldable desk, okay? You gotta you can't you gotta make do with what you get. Yeah, it's been so busy. It's usually busy even without the moving part, but now that I have the moving part, I need to actually spend time outside and carrying heavy stuff, and that makes me very tired. Yeah, but I will have alarms ready. I'm gonna, since everything's so echoey, because there's literally just my stuff and nothing else, I'm gonna put like one of the phones on the other side of the room, full blast, so it's gonna echo through the entire house. I can't miss it. Surely I can't miss that alarm. But yeah, I can't go outside right now because I only have my PJs that I have on. I only have the clothes I have right now. I probably won't be able to get stuff. I don't know. Oh, you know what? I can order food in advance. Have them ring my doorbell. Surely that will wake me up. Surely that will wake. That's one tech that I've been using sometimes. Sometimes, but don't worry. It's an important event. I want to be there. So, I'm sure I won't be able to sleep that deeply. I'm not that tired. I just need like a cat nap, you know? Yeah. But anyways, thanks for tuning in to Surprise Space. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the morning, afternoon, evening. Check out the panel. It's being screened. And actually, I'm very looking forward to seeing some of you guys at the meet and greet tomorrow. Tomorrow, I get to actually talk to you guys. Make sure you guys practice your human transformation before you get there. You don't want some, you know, humans finding out your real form. Yes. Anyways, See you guys next time. Take care. Bye bye. 晚安。